So Amalei Rav Safra, Moshe Shapa Kamrit, as if to say, like Moshe means it's God Lador, Shapa Kamrit, but to me, like I have a cash on you, are you saying good? Elohosam v'hocha asuke milsi v'leslambo. That somebody says, Baruch Abba, and he stops for a second to take a breath, the Chor, there's nothing wrong with that. He's not really stopping, he's continuing, just he's taking a breath. So a short stop is nothing wrong. Shrashi kol asuke milsi hoyil, v'kavadosa ligma leslambo. Since you have intentions right now to finish the postage, just you're taking a breath in between. So to take a breath in between, there's nothing wrong. You can take a short interval, that would be all right. And then my Rava Rava says, Loilema inish yehei shmei rabba. You should not say yehei shmei rabba and stop. For hode mevorach. Don't stop after rabba and then say mevorach. Ela the nusach should be yehei shmei rabba mevorach badodi. That's the way you should say it. You have to say Hashem's name should be blessed. In other words, you should not say like Hashem's name and then stop and then say Mevorach, because the word after Hashem also looks like you're saying Hashem's name, maybe Levatolo. So whenever you say Hashem's name, well, the word before, the word after it, always say it together. O Malei Rav Safra Moshe Shapa Kamrit, like Lashon God Lador, again, are you saying the right thing? Like if he makes a little interval, what's wrong with it? Elohosim V'Hocha, here and there. Ahasuke Milsuhu V'Leslombo. Stam, a small interval, is nothing wrong. If you stam say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, and stop, and then a few minutes you say Mevorach, that's no good. If you stam take a breath in between, that's alright. Doesn't look like you're saying Hashem's name, Levatolom, because you for sure have in mind to finish it. You just take a little bit of breath, that's alright. Right. Then the Mishnah said, Mokem Shinogu Lichbom. Where the minig was to say the psukim over again, certain psukim you say twice, you're allowed to say it. So Mar says, Tono Rebbe learned, Koifa Bodvorim. We say a few psukim over. Koifa Bodvorim. Rashi, Me'ona V'holo. After Onu Hashem Moshiyano, we say like Baruch Abba, like we do, we say it twice. The end from Onu Hashem Moshiyano, the next few psukim, we say them all twice, till the end. Rabbi Elezer ben Pratia Moisev Bodvorim, he even added a little bit more psukim than just those last psukim of Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem and Ahoy Blashem. He added more psukim. Ma Moisev, what did he add onto it? Amrabaya Moisev Lichbol Mi Oidukholomata. From Oidukholomata he also said to say it twice, like we do. Shrashim Yoidukholomata, capriciously ill. Shakola Mizba Koifam Rosha Vyatkan. We also, like we do it. Oidukhokyani Sani, we say twice and Eva Masu, and Mesa Hashem and Zoisa Zehayim. We also start saying this twice. That we say more. If he just said just Baruch Abba to Oid Lashem, you say twice. And we even say a little bit more, the end of Mena Meter also we say twice. Baitot Levorach Yivorach. Then the Mishnah says, if the minig is to make a bracha, make a bracha. But Mashm, if the minig is not to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha by Hallel. Fredik Zakti Gemara. Omer Abaye says, that you say, sometimes you don't say a bracha, Loishonu Vel Loyachrov. It's only a Shailuf after Hallel, like we do. At the end of Hallel, we also say a bracha. That's the question. If there's a minute to say it, say it. If no minute, don't say it. Avolofono, Mashen came to say the bracha before you say Hallel, mitzvah levorach. Then you always have to say the bracha. Because before you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. And saying Hallel is a mitzvah, therefore for sure you always have to say the bracha before you say Hallel. The Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, kol ha mitzvah is kulum. Whenever you go to do a mitzvah, the klal is, mevorach alayin oyuvel athiyosin. You have to make sure to say the bracha before you start to do the mitzvah. So here by Hallel, true, there are two brachas, before and afterwards. So the one afterwards could be doubtful, a minig, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. However, the bracha before, since that's the ikar klal by all mitzvahs, you have to say the bracha before you start to do the mitzvah. So here also, before you start to say Hallel, you have to say a bracha. So there is no argument that you have to say the brachas always before you start saying Hallel. So tomorrow, my mashma the high over lishto the aktumehu. What's the right that the bright Shmuel said a cloud that kol ha mitzvahs kulim mevorach lehem over lasiyosin? How do you know over means before you do it? Maybe over means like over after you did it. Like maybe it means after you did the mitzvah, then you have to make the bracha. How do you know to say that Shmuel meant to say over lasiyosin means before you do the mitzvah? So Mar says the Yomer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok. The pasuk says vayoras achimoyatz. Derech HaKikor, he ran through the valley, through the Derech HaKikor, Vayavar Es HaKushi, and he passed the Kushi. So here it means he ran in front of him. See, Eloshin of Ovar means in front. And Abayi says, Mehoch from here, who Ovar Lifnaim, he went in front of him. You see clearly the word Ovar means in front. There also that that Shmuel said, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulin, mevorach alein oivalas yosin, means before you do the mitzvah, before the ma'isah mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. V'boi yisem, another rayis from here, miyocha. The Pasuk says, v'yavor malochem lefneim, v'ashem baroshem. That the malochem went in front, so it says loshen v'yavor, that means they passed and went in front. So that's the klal by your mitzvahs. When do we make the bracha? Oivalas yosin, before we do the mitzvah, we have to make the bracha. Since the famous Tosis talks about it, the question is, how do we make a bracha on lulav? Quarter question of Tosis: Mitam ze tzarach levorach lulav kodim shitlenu. Who adin, before you take the lulav, you have to make a bracha. Dila acha shenotloy, because if after you picked up the lulav with the esrig, midiagvo nofikve. As soon as you pick up the esrig and the lulav, you makayim the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Lokachtem, to take it. What does lakicha mean? Just pick it up. Then the nuum we have before is only la mitzvah. If you don't do the nuum, you don't shake, you still makayim the mitzvah. So the ikra mitzvah is time picking it up. So mele takasha, when do we make the bracha? According to this gemara, we have to make the bracha, then it comes out before we even pick up the lulav. So the says, it's not mistaber like that, they should have to make the bracha before you pick it up. Like how could you make the bracha and the lulav is still on the table? The yesuk is still in the box. When do we make a bracha on tefillin? Mamas, when you're about to put it on your hands, you make the bracha. And calls the man the mitzvah not in your hand, ready to do it, you can't make a bracha yet. So the question is then, how do you make a bracha on lulav? If you pick up the lulav first, you're ready to make the mitzvah. And to make the bracha before you pick it up is not mistavra. The Torah gives a few terutzim. Tosfos says the Shema Mishayach Chalita Lulav Kodim Shitl Esrig Mevorach Vayinu Oivelas Yosin Shemakvin Zezeh. That's one etzah. Pick up the lulav and make the bracha on the kilas lulav, and you're not holding the esrig yet. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah because all dalad mina mamakvin zezeh. You can't have the mitzvah without all four of them. So Mela hold just the three of them, not the esrig. Make the bracha. You didn't do the mitzvah, and then pick up the esrig. That's one etzah. Inam, another etzer is, the way we usually do it is, le'yach ha-shenoytu shneyem, elo shahoyfech echad mihem, turn upside down the yesrig. That's usually aminik. Ha-yarminim asay pirkin, kishahofchu, di'en yoytze be-mitzvah, elo derek di-losen. Yoni mekayim de-mitzvah, if you hold the dalad minim, the way they grow. You have to hold the lulav up, the adasim, the rodas, and esrig upwards, the way they grow. So if you hold the esrig upside down, you're not mekayim de-mitzvah yet. Kudashinim pergul v'arovah. So usually that's our minute, that's what we do. We'll make sure to take the esrig upside down, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah yet, but you're holding them in your hand, so then the klal is. Yeah. So usually this is the minute that we do. Then Toi says another rates. Another rates is, v'afilu nokot l'derog d'losan, maybe even if you took the lulav of an esrig the way you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're holding it upright, efsha she'eschaven shle'lotzeis boy. Another reitzer is, when you first pick it up, have in mind not to be mekayim the mitzvah. Ad achar ha-brocha, until after you say the brocha. The afa gav der minyan v'seif ruha bezdin. The mitzvah's ain't tzrichas kavona, even according to the man diyoma that says, you could be mekayim a mitzvah. Even though you don't have intentions to do it, you don't have kavona. Mikomokam bar korcha lenofik. That's for sure. But bar korcha, if you don't want to do the mitzvah, you don't have a kima mitzvah. So another answer is, when you first pick up the lulav esrig, have in mind, I don't want to have the mitzvah yet. I don't want to do the mitzvah yet. I only want the mitzvah to be chal after I make the bracha. So then you can go ahead and make the bracha. And first, after you make the bracha, that's when you go on the kind of the mitzvah. However, the minute gets to do the way Tosfos is the middle later. So we pick up the esrig upside down. Not to be samech on the first day, because maybe you won't say that tonight. Maybe your stam say, I don't want to get to the mitzvah altogether. And then you won't be mekayim it altogether. Like you have to make sure to say, you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah until after I make the bracha. So the best day is usually the middle eight synthesis. That when we pick up the esrog right away, we hold it upside down. So we're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Then we say the bracha, oivul asiyosin, and then we go and do the mitzvah. So the Mishnah. Halokeach lulav mechaveira b'shriyas. Comes a Shona Shvius a Shemitah, and you want to go in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to go buy an Esrog and Lulav this year. Is a Lakeach Lulav Mechaver, if you buy a Lulav from your friend, Bishvius, Noisun La Esrog B'matona. Try and make it that the person gives you the Esrog for a present. Like, don't have to pay for the Esrog. Lefi, Shein Rishoy La Loichai B'Shvius. because you're not allowed to buy the Teiris on Shvius. So Rashi learns like this. Halakeach lulav mechaveroi. If you buy a lulav from your friend on Shvius. Now the lulav for sure has no Kedusha Shvius. The Kedusha Shvius is only chal upon the Teiris, only upon fruits. Fruits and vegetables have a lachas, have Kedusha Shvius. You're not allowed to do business with them. Mashenkin, stam the tree, the bark, and the lulav has no Kedusha. So therefore, the lulav you're allowed to buy. So Rashi says, Li nira, da lokech lulav mi amoritz. We're talking about you buying from an amoritz. Do aba amoritz kumari, kudamina begemora. The amoritz lagavi chob lekor lechaveri. So therefore, Rashi changes the girsa. Don't say lokech lulav mechaveroi, because your friend, if you're a chosh of a person, usually you don't have an amoritz for your friend. So therefore, Rashi changes the girsa and says, Halakeach lulav mi amoritz. Taisa says no. A lot of times we find that a chava could have an amoritz for a friend, so you could have the girsa of lakech lulav mechaveroi. Rakopan, we're talking about an amoritz here. The e lakech vi lakech nami amoritz, and that's Rashi says if lakech an amoritz, so he won't listen to you. So we're talking about now the person that's buying it is a chava, a chosh of a person. So that's Rashi's kasha. How could you say his friend was an amoritz? So Rashi changed the girsa. Rakopan, the din is noitzim layesu b'matona. If you go to buy the old dalad mina from an amoritz on shvius, yivakesh mimeno litin lo yesu b'matona. Ask him, please do you a favor and give me the yesuig for a present. I don't want to have to pay for the yesuig. Give it to me for a present. I'll pay you for a luluf. You know why? Lefishena rishoi, because you're not allowed to buy peir shvius from an amoritz on shvius. We'll soon see why not. Zati Gemara. Lerotz litin b'matona mahal. What's going to be if the Amoritz says, a smart guy, he doesn't want to give it to you for a present, it's worth a lot of money, he says, no, I want you to pay me for it, I'm not going to give it to you for a present. So you're stuck, how are you going to get the Eswig? Is Amar Afuna, Mavli Aloy Dimei Eswig Belulav. You have another Reitzah. Tell him, you know what, I'm going to pay you now for you, well, you want $20 for the Eswig, and $2 for the Lulav. I'll pay you now $20 for the Lulav. That's what you tell him. And tell him that I'm paying you now the money for the Lulav. Hey, Mavli, like, swallow it up. The May Esrig, the value of the Esrig, the Lulav. So you're only paying for the Lulav, you're not paying for the Esrig. So Drashi, Yimcha Lulav B'yoker. Pay more money for the Lulav. Ach, Yitin L'Yesrig Matona. Until eventually he'll agree to give you the Esrig for Matona. Now what's wrong? For the Gemara of Lace of Le Behedja, what's wrong? Why can't you pay? Why can't you give money for the Esrig? Like as the Ik Issa Schoiro, we're not talking about the Issa Midiraitam. Like Perish Shvisa like this. The trees that give off fruit on Shvius, so you're not allowed to own it, to act like as if it's yours. You can't, like, put a gate around it and be mishamrit and keep it for yourself. You have to let it be hefker. But the locher is, when it's hefker, you have a right to go down and pick off a few fruits. And if you have extra fruits, you're allowed to sell the extra fruits. That's not called doing business. On Shvius, you're not allowed to do business with your fruits. Like, you're not allowed to just own an orchard just to take down the orchard to sell the pears. That's also you're not allowed to do schayra business with peres shvius, but you're allowed to pull them off to eat them. So if you pulled off a few esrogim and you had one or two left over, the lachar is you're allowed to sell it. So there's no issue really selling the esrog. So that's the gemara's kasha now. So if you go to this amoris that pulled off a few esrogim for himself and he has one or two extra now, why can't you pay him for him? Give him money for it. He's allowed to sell it. There's no issue there either. Fred gemara v'leis of lebedja, go give him the money directly for the esrog. The Gemara answers the Pshat in our Mishnah is like this: Lefi she'ein moisrin demei peiros shvius lamoritz. There's a new halacha: you can't give the value of peiros shvius to an amoritz. The halacha of shvius is like this: peiros shvius have a kedusha on it. That the halacha is you're not allowed to ruin it. You're only allowed to eat it. You can't do business with it. And when it comes to zman havir, rachanika time, you have to destroy it. You can't eat it anymore. After the zman havir, after there's no more fruits in the fields for the animals to eat, then the lochr is called Zman Havir. Some Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you just have to be mafkarit, and then you can eat it. And some Rishonim say no, when it comes that time when the animals can't eat it, you have to take it outside and leave it there, and you're not allowed to eat it. But these are all kedusha that applies to the peir shvius. Now what, let's say you have this esrog that grew on shvius. Now when you sell the esrog and you get money, it has a chalip into it. The money has kedusha on it. The money, the demay peiros have kedusha on it. So if you're going to buy this esrog off the amoritz, you're giving him money. When the amoritz gets the money, it has kedusha shvius on the money. That with this money also, he's not allowed to buy something that is going to keep more than the zman havir or to destroy it. You have to, with the money, buy something, buy fruit, let's say, to eat it before the zman havir. So the halacha is to an amoritz, you're not allowed to give him money because he doesn't know these halachas.
So when you're going to give him the money for the Esrig, the money now gets Kedusha also. So you're giving him money that has Kedusha to an Amoritz, he's not going to know what to do with it. He'll keep it too long, he'll buy the wrong things with it. That's why the Klal is, you're not allowed to pay an Amoritz money for his Peris or Shvius. That's the Klal. Lefi Shein Moisrin Demei Peris Shvius Lamoritz. The Tanya, we learned like this. Ein Moisrin Demei Peris Shvius Lamoritz. Yoisim Imosin Shalasudis. You're not allowed to buy off an Amoritz on Shvius to pay for his fruits more than the value that he would spend to buy three meals. Hey, let's say three meals cost $10. So $10 worth of fruit, you're allowed to buy off him. Because when he gets the money, it's Mestarv will use it up right away. He needs to eat with. So buy Mosin Shtei Sudas, Shalosh Shudas, and leave it right away. Like the whole Kshash is, maybe you buy something that'll leave along a long time after Zman Abir. But if you only give him enough money to buy three Sudas, he'll use it up right away. So Rashi says, Ein Moisrin Demei Peris. The Atur Yom Ratera says, Li Ochlo, you're allowed to eat Peris Shviyas, for Loy Leschari, you can't do business with it. Shekol Peris Shviyas, Chayovin Lezvayim Shviyas. Heinu Demeyim. All the Peris and the money, the value of the Peris, when you sell them, the money has Kedusha, has to be destroyed. For Loyas Alehem Scheros, you can't do Schero, Li Hatsni Eliacha Shviyas, to hide it, like to hide the money till after Shviyas. Well, the Asher become rich. Because there's a Zman beer, like after there's no more fruits in the fields, then you have to take everything out and it has to be destroyed then. So you're not letting the Amoritz do business with the money to hide the money. The Amoritz chashud makas. The Amoritz don't know these halachas. The chashud. Therefore you're not allowed to give them the money, the value of likach mem klum, bidomin. Because if you give them money, with the money they may buy like 100 tons to store it, to become rich, and with that money they'll keep after Shavuos. So you're not going to do that. Therefore, Yois mimozon shalashudis. Ava mozon gimel sudois moisun kdei chayiv. Yikol meimel sudis Shabbos utzorach ibn hutta be'er Shabbos hutla chayim as a Shabbos. But just to buy three meals, we're not afraid he'll store it, he'll for sure buy the food and eat it right away. So that's mutter. The yimoser, let's say you made a mistake, and you bought $100 worth of teiras off the Amoritz, and you gave him $100 bill. So now the locker is this $100 bill now has Kedusha Shvius. So we have to be afraid the Amoritz is going to take this money and buy wrong things with it. He'll hold it too long even after Zman Abir. So you be over with Naivu, you're making the Amoritz do an Aveira. So the answer is like this. Yoyma, you should say, Harei Moyes Halolu, Yehei Mechulolin, Al Perish Yeshtei Betech Beisai. You yourself should be Mechalo, the Kedusha of the money on your Peris. In other words, Alacha of Peris Shviyas is like this, it's your son. The original apple that grew in Shviyas always remains Kaddish. You can never take off the Kedusha from the original Peri. But if I buy this Peri off you, and I give you the money, so now the money gets Kedusha from this Peri. The Peri gives off its Kedusha, doesn't take, it remains Kaddish also, but it gives Kedusha onto the Peris also. Now, these Peris, if you sell it to somebody else, the Kedusha goes off these Peris onto the next one. The Kedusha on the second, the Peris, transfers from one to another to not another. They keep on going down the line. So if you gave the Amoritz $100 bill, and it has Kedusha, so the answer is, take the Kedusha off the $100 bill and say, you want the Kedusha from the $100 bill, go off it, go on to Peris you have in your house. So the original fruit always remains Kaddish, and whatever came after it also remains Kaddish. So that's the Yetzer here. Make sure that the $100 bill does not become Kaddish by saying you want it to be Mechal. Rashi says, Yehei Mechalol Ma Perish Yesh Vodeh Beisei, Sheinim Shal Shviyas. The Yechnesu Ha Perish the Kedusha Tachtayim. Now the Perish gets the Kedusha Shviyas instead of the money. That's the Yechnesu. Ubo V'yechlam B'Kedusha Shviyas. Then when you go home, the Perish that you set aside, you have to eat them with the Kedusha Shviyas. You're not allowed to eat them after the Zman Abir. Now, the Medvar Mamurim, when was this said that you're allowed to buy at least three Sudas worth of Peris off an Amoritz? Blakech min Amufkar. If you bought it off an Amoritz, that was Mafkir. In other words, on Shviyas, he didn't lock up his fields. He let his fields be open the way you're supposed to. He let it be Hefkar. Whoever wants to could come in. So then you're allowed to give him the money, the worth of three Sudas. Strashi, the Medvar Mamurim, the Mozen Beis Gimel Sudas. Miyu Maestrin, give to him. Vulakech min Amufkar. Shero Chovazeh Shenitl Shenit Shenislak to Peris Halolu Besod Amufkar. Shein Amorit Zeh Shermoy. That you saw clearly the Amorit is not watching his fields. He's letting them be open.
But since we didn't see him clearly do any Aveiro, then a little bit of money we're allowed to give him, but not too much. But let's say you bought this Esrig off an Amoritz that wasn't in Russia, that he went on Shrias and was Meshumar. He watched his fields. He locked up his gate. He didn't let anybody go into his fields. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that on Shrias. So if you buy the Esrig of such a Amoritz that you saw clearly did the Aveir already, he didn't let his field be Hefker, but he was watching it, is Afilu Kechatze Yisr Oser. You're not allowed to buy anything off him. You can't even give him a penny's worth, because he's a choshe to do Averis with the Kedusha Shvias. It's Rashi Avulakech Min HaMeshumar She'esod Dezu Hoysu Meshumeris Begeder Opes Opsuach Noal. But you saw the way he had a fence and he had a lock on it. Zeh Nechshad Linyin She'ena Mavkil Aniyim. He's over the Averi, doesn't leave over Shvias to the Aniyim. The Pasuk says V'yochlu Avyeinu Yamcho V'arom. So Mela, such a person, you can't give him even a penny. Because since we see clearly the way he does Averis, he mamish takes Perish Shvias, and he watches the fields, so Mela, you can't give him a penny. Vaita, Mosir Rav Sheshin, Sheshin Yastakasha, O min ha-mufka gimel sumas asulai, let's say you buy it off an Amorit, that you see the way his fields are hefker. He leaves it open. So then we say, when you buy the Perish, you can't give him more money, more than worth of gimel sudis, but not more. But the Gemara is that true? V'sulai reminu have a kasher on you. Ha pigum. These are different type of grass. Rashi esef shakur and rudya. Type of a grass. Mustam. These things are edible. Ha pigum. V'ha revuzin. Some say asparagus. V'ha shitim. V'ha laglugois. V'ha kuspa. Different type of vegetables, grasses that you could eat. Shebahorim. V'ha karfus. Shebenahoris. V'ha gargul. Shel efer. All these different type of vegetables like is pturim min amaisa. Shinal the potim min amaisa. There's no chiyuv meiser on these things. You're allowed to buy from anybody on Shvias, even from an Amoritz. And you can buy as much as you want from him, even more than the value of Gimel Sudz. Like this is the kasher. Why? Because these things, like grow wild, nobody bothers and takes out his time to make it shomer, to watch these fields. It's like Hefka, these fields. Asparagus field is like Hefka. So therefore, Nageya to meiser, the klal is, Meister, if it's Hefka, it's Potem in a Meister. The third is only if it's your field that you're watching, there's a chiyah to give off Trumas to Meisters. Let's say you're Mafka your fields, and somebody comes and takes it, he's Potem giving off Trumas to Meisters. So these type of vegetables, nobody watches, they're like wild vegetables, nobody watches them, it grows the muck in Hefka, therefore whoever wants to take it, does not have to take off Trumas to Meisters. Hu Adin, if somebody buys these fruits off an Amoritz on Shvias, even though it has Kedusha Shvias, but you're allowed to pay the Amoritz as much as he wants for it. You know why? Because for sure the Amoritz didn't do an Avera. He's not choshen on Shvias. These fields, for sure you leave Hefker. Nobody owns it. Like you don't show, it's your bailus. So since he didn't do the Avera of Shvias, of watching his field, he left his field Hefker, then you're allowed to buy and give him as much money as he wants. So Takasha, we're saying until now by the Esrig, you're only allowed to give him the value of 3 Sudis, not more. When you buy off an Amoritz, Paris and Shvias, you're not allowed to give him money, because the money gets the Kedusha of the Paris, and we're afraid he'll spend the money the wrong way. But Gimel Sudis, that amount of money, you're allowed, $10 you're allowed to give him. Because for sure he'll use the $10 to buy the food, and that's alright. But more, we said no. Here at Smash Mano, as much as you want, you can buy off him. It says the cloud, these vegetables, you're allowed to buy off an Amoritz. Why? Because we know it's Hefker. And for the Gemara, no. Who might have loved Umafarak? He asked the question, he himself answered it. Again, it's only said you're allowed to buy it as much as he needs for eating. Mon means sudis. Again, you're only allowed to buy off him to give him money to the value of 3 sudis, and not more. It was only learned here also, you're only allowed to buy and give him money, the money that he's going to use to buy them 3 meals. For the Gemara, my mashma, the high mon, listen to mezainhu. How do we know that the word mon means food? Like we say now, the food you need for one day, the 3 sudas you need for one day. The pasuk says, "Vayeman lehem hamelech," that the melech vayesus gave them food to eat. So you see, vayeman man goes lashna nachila, that the king gave them to eat. All right, we'll stop here. There's another continuation.